From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming, voanews.id.
Hello listener, how are you today? I hope you are fine and I will accompany you with 60 minutes ahead for today's edition. And we'd like to present some programs started with news, commentary and other soft information as well as entertainment and Indonesian pop song. Listener, we begin our program with news. So stay with us on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id.
Here's the news. I'm Nika Kusumawati. Let's begin with the national news. President Joko Widodo inaugurated the Pase Loreng Dam and Gilirireng Weir in Wajo District, Sulawesi Province on Thursday, with a capacity of 138 million cubic meters and covering an area of 1,258 hectares. The Pase Loreng Dam will be able to irrigate 8,500 hectares of rice fields. Furthermore, a total of 17 dams will be completed in 2021. They are expected to increase and strengthen Indonesia's food security. Vice President Ma'ruf Amin, when presenting the 2020 Workers' Social Security Award or Paritrana Award via video conferencing on Thursday, said that the government is providing social security support to protect workers by issuing a number of policies and regulation. This regulation instructs 24 ministries and non-ministerials, government agencies, governors, district heads, and mayors according to their respective duties, function, and authorities. Meanwhile, Manpower Minister Ida Fauzia said several social assistance programs have been offered by the government to meet workers' basic needs and maintain national economic sustainability. The number of charging stations for electric vehicles in Indonesia reached 240 units in the first half of this year. Secretary of the Ministry Director General of Electricity Munir Ahmad said in a statement issued on Thursday. Moreover, the government is also providing incentive for home charging electricity tariffs, such as a 30% discount for 7 hours from 10 p.m. to 5 a.m. to owners of electric vehicle whose home charging is connected to the PLN system. Let's move on to the international news. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres pleaded with the international community during an interview with AFP on Thursday to maintain a dialogue with the Taliban in Afghanistan, warning that an economic collapse with possibly millions dying must be avoided. Guterres added that the Taliban wants recognition, financial support, and sanctions to be abolished. Guterres suggested that, as with Yemen, it is possible to foresee the granting of financial instrument to Kabul that would not be subject to current sanction. U.S. President Joe Biden talked with his Chinese counterpart Xi Jinping for the first time in 7 months on Thursday, urging they ensure that competition between the two powers does not become conflict. During the call, Biden's message was that the United States wants to ensure the dynamic remains competitive and that they don't have any situation in the future where they veer into unintended conflict. A senior U.S. administration office told reporters, the goal of the call was to set out guardrails so that the relationships can be managed responsibly. New Zealand reported 11 new cases of COVID-19 on Friday, all in lockdown Auckland, its biggest city, as the country slogs to limit the spread of the highly transmissible Delta variants of the coronavirus. The government will decide on Monday whether the tight lockdown in Auckland would be eased or extended. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern's lockdowns and international border closures since March 2020 have been credited with reining in COVID-19, largely freeing up day-to-day activities for New Zealanders. Japan must not make its public finances a target of experiments for lax financial management such as through modern monetary theory, Finance Minister Taro Aso said on Friday. Aso made the comments at the regular news conference when asked about the proposal by Sanae Takaichi, a contender in the ruling party's leadership race, for shelving a primary budget balancing target until 2% inflation is met. That was the news.
I'm Steve Scott, Australia's Deputy Ambassador to Indonesia. A robust and dynamic media is vital for all societies, particularly in these changing times. Today, as we celebrate Indonesia's 76th year of independence, I would also like to wish Radio Republik Indonesia a happy 76th anniversary. Sekali di udara, tetap di udara.
Not even a month since the new Taliban government took control of Afghanistan on August 15, 2021. The cabinet form and announced on Wednesday local time by the Taliban was considered by many to be a conservative and non-inclusive cabinet. The cabinet was considered not to have fulfilled the Taliban's promise when declaring its victory in Afghanistan. Previously, the Taliban had promised to form an inclusive and representative government. But among 33 officials of their new government, not a single one is woman. In addition, all of them are members or figures who have relations with the Taliban. Quoting Antara News Agency, head of the Iran Supreme National Security Council and SNSC, Ali Shamkhani said that the Taliban government has clearly shown no respect for human rights, especially women. For example, they prohibit Afghan women, including the country's cricket team, for carrying out sports activities. In addition, the Taliban also do not allow demonstrations and other protests unless they have permission from the authorities. Tehran has previously called for the formation of an inclusive government in Afghanistan with the participation of all political and ethnic groups in the country. Ali Shamkhani also expressed concerns over foreign interference and the use of military means in addressing the demands of Afghanistan's various ethnic groups. Apart from Tehran's, a number of countries, such as the United States, the European Union, Qatar, and Indonesia, said that the new government formed by the Taliban had failed to fulfill their promise to build an inclusive government, a government that is able to accept various forms of diversity and difference. The absence of women in the Afghan government certainly raises questions about the Taliban's commitment to protecting and respecting the rights of women and girls. The commitment that has been conveyed is clearly the wrong signal about their purported goal of building an inclusive, strong, and prosperous society. The world is waiting for the Taliban to realize their promises and commitments to international law, while hoping that Afghan society will become an open society. The Taliban government should not protect or become a base for terrorist groups inside or outside Afghanistan.
Voice of Indonesia present again the Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2021. Win interesting prizes from the Voice of Indonesia. For more info, please visit our website voinews.id.
Begin today in history on September 10, 1912, when Sarekat Dagang Islam led by Cokro Aminoto turned into Sarekat Islam. Sarekat Dagang Islam, or Islamic Trade Organization, was earlier an organization for Islamic traders. This organization was founded by Haji Salman Hudi in Surakarta on October 16, 1905, aiming to gather Muslim indigenous traders, especially batik traders, in order to compete with Chinese great merchants. On September 10, 1912, Sarekat Dagang Islam turned into Sarekat Islam under the leadership of Haji Umar Said Cokro Aminoto. The name change aimed to make the organization's focus on not only the economy but also other sectors such as politics. Next, September 10, 1945, the Sea People's Security Agency, the predecessors of the Indonesian Navy, was founded. Badan Keamanan Rakyat, or People's Security Agency, BKR, was a security body consisting of the people and state departments. BKR was formed by the Preparatory Committee for Indonesian Independence, PPKI, the sailors of veteran Koninklijke Marine, or Dutch Navy, and Kaigun, a Japanese Empire Navy, had the initiative to protect the order and security of every seaport by establishing the Central Sea People's Security Agency on September 10, 1945. Last September 10, 1974, Guinea-Bissau was independent from Portugal. Guinea-Bissau was a part of Cabo Kingdom, a portion of Mali empires in West Africa. It lasted until 18th century and some of it became parts of the Portugal Empire. Then Guinea-Bissau became a Guinea-Portugal colony in the 19th century. Guinea-Bissau declared their independence on September 24, 1973, which was recognized on September 10, 1974. The capital city's name, Bissau, was added into the country's name to avoid confusion with their neighboring country, Guinea.
Sepertinya biasa saja, tapi ku mulai curiga, rasa hati berbeda. Melihat tatap matanya, aku jadi salah tingkah. Tak tahu entah mengapa, aku jadi jatuh cinta. Semua karena kamu. Lalu rindu
I'm Francisco Gutierrez Figueroa, CDA of the Embassy of Peru in Indonesia. I would like to say happy 76th anniversary to Radio Republic Indonesia. Sekali diudara, tetap diudara. I wish for the prosperity of Indonesia and for the happiness and well-being of our peoples.
Well, listener, you've listened to the song and you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. In today's edition, I'd like to give you another segment, My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
The Indonesian Ministry of Transportation sought to increase the local content requirement, or TKDN, in a transportation infrastructure project cooperation with Japan. Minister of Transportation Budi Karya Sumadi, in an online press conference amid his visit in Japan on Tuesday, said that over the last 3 years, Japan's investment in Indonesia has risen significantly. The ministry also lobbied so that the local content requirements in the cooperation with Japan keeps increasing. Minister Budi Karya further explained that in the government-to-government or G2G meeting with the Japanese government, both countries shared a similar outlook to accelerate the government-to-business or G2B and business-to-business or B2B cooperation in some transportation infrastructure development projects in Indonesia. Minister Budi added that the Japanese government supported the Patimban seaport optimization by inviting automotive companies and seaport operators from Japan to use the seaport by forming a consortium in Indonesia. Regarding the MRT Jakarta development project, the Transportation Ministry asked the development to be done faster. Minister Budi Karya also pointed out that the government wants the MRT to be a monumental project that gives off a meaning for the people and for the two countries' relation. Then, Indonesia has welcomed Japan's interest to participate in the government-to-business cooperation, or KPBU, project in developing a proving ground in Bekasi, West Java. Currently, the project is under auction. Two companies from Japan joined the auction. Minister Budi Karya further remarked that his side explained some potentials in the seaport sector. They include Ambon seaport development in eastern Indonesia that has the potential for fishery and cargo, the Palembang seaport with cargo, oil and gas potentials, Natuna seaport that will be a fishery industry center, Gorontalo which will be collaborated with agricultural products, and a plan to integrate some seaports in Batam. He affirmed that the Indonesian government is committed to accelerating the national transportation development infrastructure despite the COVID-19 pandemic.
Alive. mencegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qawwi intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
Rang zheng que pei tai kou zhao, yi fang chi xin xing guang zhuang bing du fei yan de chuan bo. Wo de kou zhao bao hu ni, yi de kou zhao bao hu wo.
Evite la difusión del coronavirus, cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forgo the getting over dragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des Covid-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
You are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. Listener, then we would like to present next segment, Indonesia Wonder, about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Director General of Posts and Informatics, the Ministry of Communication and Informatics, along with Director General of Culture, the Ministry of Education, Culture, Research and Technology, agreed to choose the Jatilan Dance from Yogyakarta and the Piriang Suluah Dance from West Sumatra as the representative for cultural wealth of Indonesian dances. Both traditional dances become the first quarter 2021 stamp series. The selection of the two dances is considered to represent the treasures, uniqueness and diversity of cultures across Indonesia. Furthermore, the Jatilan Dance from Yogyakarta and the Piriang Dance from West Sumatra have been designated in the intangible cultural heritage of Indonesia. Piriang Dance or Plate Dance is a typical dance of Minangkabau, West Sumatra. Based on the historical note, the Piriang dance was created to show people's gratitude to deities by presenting offering of delicious food brought by beautiful girls. However, when Islam preaching entered the Malay area, the function of the Piriang dance was no longer aimed at worshipping deities, but for kings and officials. Along with the times, the Piriang dance is shown not only for the king, but also for the king and queen for a day, for bride and bridegroom. Now, Piriang dance is usually performed at weddings, welcoming great guests, art performances, and other traditional ceremonies. In general, the movement of the plate dance is by placing two plates on two palms. As quoted from the website of the Ministry of Foreign Affairs or Kemlu, dancers swing the plate in fast movements, interspersed with clinking a plate or two rings on the dancer's finger towards the plate they are carrying. At the end of the dance, usually the plates brought by the dancers are thrown on the floor, and the dancers will dance on the broken plates. They dance jumped up and down and roll around while carrying plates on broken glass. Uniquely, the dancers are not injured at all, and the plates they are carrying do not fall. The number of dancers is usually odd from 3 to 7 people. The dancers wear brightly colored clothes with shades of red and golden yellow and headgear. The dance is accompanied by a combination of talempong and saluang or flute musical instrument. The tempo of the music is soft and regular at first and then gradually changes to become faster.
Sekali di udara, tetap di udara. Dear all Radio Republic Indonesia listeners, I'm Kanasugi Kenji, Ambassador of Japan to Indonesia. Happy 76th anniversary to RRE. May you continue your great contribution and success in years ahead. Sekali di udara, tetap di udara.
You've just listened to the third pop song, and for next segment, we'll present to you Miss Eleni. So stay tuned for a listener on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world.
Batik collections by Indonesian designers were sold on the catwalk at a fashion show in Canada held by the Indonesian Trade Promotion Center and the Indonesian Consulate General in Vancouver, Canada, late August. At least 12 selected collections of batik by Indonesian designers Antin Kartini, the Indonesian diaspora from Montreal, Canada, appeared in this event. Antin Kartini is one of the winners of the Best Fashion Designers 2021 award from Faces magazine Ottawa with her work Wave Motif that carries the beauty of the Indonesian sea. The Trunk Show Fashion Show is the culmination of the 2021 Indonesian Trade Show series of events with the theme A Flavorful Journey to Indonesia, Discover Indonesian Diversity and Heritage. Head of the Indonesian Trade Promotion Center, Vancouver, Robby Handoko explained that this fashion show aims to introduce and build a positive image of Indonesia and Indonesian products in the Canadian market, in line with the theme Indonesian Trade Show 2021. The Indonesian Trade Promotion Center and the Indonesian Consulate General in Vancouver raised batik products, one of the cultural heritage and works of Indonesian ancestors that have been recognized worldwide. At the end of each season, there was a direct sale of Antin Kartini's collection of clothes to the performance participants. The participants who attended were the public and invited guests from the province of British Columbia and its surroundings. Indonesian Consul General in Vancouver, Hendra Halim, remarked that batik products are known as part of the creative economy products, which are dominated by small artisans. Designers Antin Kartini creates batik designs written by artisans from the Bantul area, Yogyakarta, and shown by home industries around Jakarta. Halim also said that Indonesia is ranked 7th as supplier of textile products in the Canadian market after South Korea, China, the United States, Pakistan, India, and Japan. This position must be maintained by diversifying the types of export products. For example, for batik products, besides being able to be used in official events, batik from cotton can be used as a daily clothing, especially in summer as beachwear. That's Miss Eleni.
You are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. Listener, next segment would like to give you information about music. For today's edition, we'll present traditional music, so stay tuned, Voice Listener.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listeners, in today's music corner, I am going to present a regional song from Bali entitled Ratu Anom. The song, which will be sung by Titi Kurniati and Gede Kurniawan, tells about a mother who wants to go to market and asks her kid to wait for her at home. Here is the regional song from Bali entitled Ratu Anom, sung by Titi Kurniati and Gede Kurniawan.
I'm Francisco Gutierrez Figueroa, CDA of the Embassy of Peru in Indonesia. I would like to say happy 76th anniversary to Radio Republic Indonesia. Sekali diudara, tetap diudara. I wish for the prosperity of Indonesia and for the happiness and well-being of our peoples.
Seluas angkasa berderet berbaris menyatu, coba untuk mencari tahu apakah gerangan yang bisa kulakukan, perjuangkan untuk bangsa dan negara Indonesia ku tercinta. Menjadi mata yang terus mengalir, selalu memberi karya terbaik bagi bangsa. Menjadi mata air, ciptakan kedamaian, menjawab tantangan arah tujuan masa. Seluas angkasa berderet berbaris menyatu, coba untuk mencari tahu apakah gerangan yang bisa,
apa yang bisa
lakukan, perjuangkan untuk bangsa dan negara Indonesia ku tercinta. Menjadi mata yang terus mengalir, selalu memberi karya terbaik bagi bangsa. Menjadi mata air, ciptakan kedamaian, menjawab tantangan arah tujuan masa.
Memutar waktu, aku tak ingin mengenalmu. Mengapa ada pertemuan itu yang membuat aku mencintai? Bagaimana kalau aku tidak baik-baik saja, terus mengingatmu, memikirkanmu, semua tentang dirimu. Bagaimana kalau aku tidak baik-baik saja, tak semua yang mampu tanpaku bagaimana. Mungkin kini kau bersama yang lain, walau hati
now we end our togetherness in English language program broadcasting. Thank you for your attention. And after this English language program broadcasting, we will give another interesting information. So stay tuned with us at Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. Listener, do not forget to like and comment at Facebook The Voice of Indonesia and Instagram account at voice.of.indonesia or our Twitter account at VOI Indonesia. And you can also give your criticism and suggestion to our email address voi@vianews.id.